Hey, it's Sarah Arnold Hall, and you're listening to How to Take Action. You can't have a breakthrough unless there's something to break through. So if you feel like you've been hitting a wall with your goals, like you're coming up against a million challenges and struggles, then get ready, because you are about to have a breakthrough. And today I'm going to show you exactly how to create that breakthrough in three steps. So I'm going to tell you what they are, and then we're going to dive into them. So you have to identify the type of challenge that you're facing. You have to identify the solution, and then you have to apply that solution. And they might sound simple, but trust me, you have never heard what I'm about to tell you in the way that I'm going to tell it to you today. So the first step is to identify the challenge. There are two different types of challenges, and I have talked about this on the podcast before, but I've never been as in-depth as I'm going today. There are two different types of challenges. So you've got obstacles and you've got problems. And I like to make a distinction between these two things. This is something that I came up with because it really helps me understand how to solve these challenges. So an obstacle is an external situation that is blocking the path to your goal. And a problem is when you make that obstacle mean something bad. So another way to put it is that an obstacle is when something gets in your way, but a problem is when you get in your way. Because obstacles are created by the world, but problems are created in your mind. And sometimes you'll just be facing an obstacle. Sometimes in the world, you will just have a specific obstacle in your way and there won't be a problem. But sometimes your brain will turn that obstacle into a problem and it will make it mean something bad or that something has gone wrong. And then sometimes, additionally to that, your brain will create problems where there's no obstacle at all. So it's not even turning an obstacle into a problem. It's just coming up with problems. It's coming up with reasons why things aren't going to work, even though it has no evidence, no obstacle in its way. So you can either face an obstacle or a problem or both. So I just want you to consider right now, what are you facing? If you think about your goal or the thing that you are working on at the moment, are you facing an obstacle where it's a real world block? Like if you imagine a path to your goal, like a running race, are there physical hurdles that have been put up in your way? This is very common. It happens all the time, right? There'll be something that you didn't expect that comes up that you then have in your way that's stopping you from getting where you want to go. Or are you on that running track, lying down in the middle of the running track, not getting up and running? That's when you're creating a problem. It is very easy to lie down next to the hurdle or in front of the hurdle and not want to jump over it. That's very, very easy for your brain to turn an obstacle into a problem. It sees the big roadblock and it goes, oh, and it surrenders and it goes, there's no point. And you just kind of end up lying down. But sometimes there is no obstacle in the way at all and your brain just goes, nope, I don't want to run this race. I'm going to lie down in the middle and I'm going to create problems and reasons why I cannot run it. So for example, maybe you have a business and you want to make offers to the world and you made an offer and someone said no. That might be an obstacle in your way. Maybe you were expecting they were going to say yes and they said no and now there's this hurdle in your way. You can either have the hurdle of them saying no and just let it be a hurdle, or you can turn it into a problem. And your brain says, well, no one's ever going to buy what I create. Do you see the difference between the obstacle and the problem? The problem is what your brain is making it mean, and it's usually something bad. And the obstacle is just the thing that has actually happened. So the client has said no. It's a fact. Now, the obstacle doesn't even have to be there for you to think that. Maybe there's no obstacle at all. Maybe the client said yes and your brain is still thinking, no one's ever going to buy from me. Or that's the last client who will ever buy from me. I've used up all my resources. My brain tells me this all the time. That'll be the last person who ever wants to work with you. It's crazy because people keep signing up. But my brain tells me, that'll be the last time. So I have to overcome those. And that is what we need the second step for. You have to identify the solution. The solution for overcoming obstacles and problems is different because they are actually different types of challenges. So in order to overcome an obstacle, you need to make a decision. But in order to solve a problem, you need to change what you are thinking. So for example, if you have the obstacle in front of you that a client has said no to something that you're offering, the decision that you want to make might be something like, I'm going to ask them why they said no, so I get some more information. Or maybe I'm going to keep trying to get them to say yes. Maybe they didn't really understand what I'm offering, so I'm going to keep trying for them to say yes. Or maybe I'm going to completely move on from that situation, and the decision that I'm making is I'm just going to offer it to someone else. So you're taking that hurdle that's in front of you, and you are stepping over it or jumping over it by making a new decision. Now, with a problem, let's take the problem of you having told yourself that no one's ever going to buy from you. With that, you have got to change what you're thinking. It's not going to work if you decide no one's ever going to buy from you. You're never going to overcome that hurdle. You're never going to jump over it because you're just going to lie down on the track in front of that hurdle and dream of maybe one day achieving it. Or if you're anything like so many people, you will try and run a new race. You will think this race isn't working. We got to stop. We got to change plans. I'm never going to get any clients. I'm never going to make any money. No one's ever going to buy from me, and you're going to change. You change your offer, change your business entirely, give up because you're lying down in the middle of that track. So you have got to start changing what you're thinking instead. Until you overcome the problem, you will not be able to overcome the obstacle. Because it will just feel like there's always more problems. Even if you do overcome that specific obstacle, maybe you make a new decision, you're still going to have all the drama in your mind and it's going to stop you. So you want to overcome the problem by changing your thought. So you might change your thought instead to something like, I'm willing to get as many no's as I need to get in order to get a yes. Or you might change it to, it doesn't matter if this client says no because the next one is going to say yes. You can choose whatever thought you want to think, but you have to pick a new one. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck in the problem. So depending on what your type of challenge is that you've identified, depending on whether you're facing a problem or an obstacle or both, that is going to tell you which solution you need to use to overcome it. So if it's a problem, you need to change your thoughts. If it's an obstacle, you need to change your decision or make a new decision. And you might need to do both. If you need to do both, it's very important that you start with the problem. And the reason that I say that is because if you start with the obstacle, you might end up making a decision that is kind of contaminated by your problem thinking. Whereas if you solve the problem first, if you overcome that by changing your thoughts, you might find there isn't even an obstacle in the way. Or the obstacle becomes very clear and easy with what you need to do to overcome it because you're just thinking so clearly instead of having your thinking all clouded by the giant problem that your brain is creating. So solve the problem first by changing your thoughts and then make a new decision about what to do. Okay, so that is step two. Identify the solution. Step three is to apply the solution. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a piece of paper if you're not driving right now, or get the notes out on your phone, and down one side of the piece of paper or down one aspect of your notes, I want you to write down all the obstacles that you notice yourself facing. Just write them all out. And they must be objective. They need to be facts. Things that are happening that someone else could look at and go, yeah, that's actually happening. That's a real thing that's in your way. These are things like your website broke down, or your video isn't uploading, or your podcast didn't get any listens, or you got sick on the day that you were supposed to do a presentation. These are things that are physically stopping you from reaching the things and the goals that you have. So you want to write down what those obstacles are. On the other side of the page, or on another piece in your notes on your phone, you want to write down what you are making those obstacles mean about you and your goal. So that means this isn't working. It means you need a new plan. It means nobody's ever going to buy from you. It means you suck at podcasting. It means you'll never achieve what you want to achieve. Write down all of the things that your brain is making it mean that you have those obstacles in your way. Then we're going to start with the problems, and you're going to ask this question. Could somebody else look at this problem and not see a problem? My favorite person is always Oprah for this, because I just think that in her life, she could come into mine and look and be like, oh, you think that's a problem? That's so cute. She would look at my life and be like, these are not problems, honey. And she would have completely different set of thoughts about what I thought were problems. So she might think that if the problems that I'm facing are no one's ever going to buy from me ever again, she'd be like, what are you talking about? Of course people are going to buy from you. This is not a thing. She would just think, of course people are. Or if my brain is saying to me, nobody likes me, then Oprah would be like, what are you talking about? Everybody likes me. She would never think that. Once you have overcome the problems by changing your thoughts about the problems, then you get to look at the obstacles and go, what do I need to make as a new decision? And I want you to write down all the new decisions. Did I say you need to write down all the new thoughts? Do that as well. Write down all of the new thoughts that you're going to think about the problems, and then write down all of the new decisions that you're going to make in order to overcome the obstacles. So you might decide that you are going to try again tomorrow to upload your podcast. Or you might decide you're going to use a different podcasting platform. Or you might decide that you're going to try uploading the same video again at a different time to see if it gets more views. Or you might decide you're just going to create a new video and wait for next week. But suddenly those obstacles are just decisions that need to be made in order to overcome them, instead of these giant problems that we turn them into inside our heads. And that is how you engineer a breakthrough. Breakthroughs don't just happen as much as they feel like they happen. They happen because you change what you are thinking or you make a new decision. And once you understand which version you need to do, whether you're facing a problem or an obstacle, then you're in control of having the breakthrough. You are the one who goes, I'm going to break through this obstacle or this problem. I'm going to run this race very smoothly. And anytime an obstacle comes in my way, I'm going to make a decision, and I'm not going to lie down in the middle of the racetrack and turn it into a giant problem. And I'm definitely, the most important, not going to lie down in the middle of the track where there isn't even an obstacle and make a problem. All right, so the three steps to having a breakthrough are to identify what type of challenge you're facing, obstacle or problem or both. Then identify the solution. Do you need to change your thoughts, or do you need to make a new decision? And then you want to apply that solution by writing down what the obstacles you're facing are, what the problems you're facing are, what the new thoughts you're going to think are to remove the problems, and what new decisions you're going to make to overcome the obstacles. It's as simple as that. You just have to apply it now. You've got to actually do it. Because if you don't do it, if you don't do what this whole podcast is about, if you don't take action, nothing is going to change. Have an incredible week overcoming your problems and your obstacles. And if you found this episode helpful, then you're going to love being coached by me one-on-one through what your problems and your obstacles are. I can help you change your thoughts permanently so that you don't go back to the place where your brain brings you up all the rubbish and it stops you. And I can help you make decisions when you're completely confused about what the best decision is to make to achieve your goal. No matter what your goal is, I can help you through it. So go to saraharnoldhall.com to sign up for coaching. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Hey, if you've got an ambitious goal, you have got to come and get coached by me. I'm going to help you create a streamlined action plan and follow through on it with ease. Together, we're going to tackle every single obstacle that comes up until you hit the goal. So go to saraharnoldhall.com to sign up for coaching now.